KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Bay Area, you ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1, 2, yeah.
Something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now.
First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know.
This is good radio.
Oh my God, am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, test, 2, let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Could it be? Yes, it is finally Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the weekend. Good morning, TGIF. It is Big Bay Mornings checking in live on your radio. Listen, I don't want to start the show off by being like a Debbie Downer here, but anyone else feel like this was the longest week ever?
No. Felt like it flew by. This week flew by.
See? Anyone else I talk to is like, yeah, it flew by. My wife, same thing as you guys. I don't know. I felt like this week went forever and ever and ever. But it doesn't matter because we made it. Here we are. It is Friday morning. Welcome to what we're already going to call the weekend. Yay. It's Big Bay Mornings. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. I think the week flew by because it was so nice outside all week. Every day when we got off the air, I immediately went outside. I took my shirt off. Yes.
Yeah, got some of that D, huh? Some of that vitamin D.
Yes, I definitely got the vitamin D, a lot of it this week. So I loved this week. This week was amazing.
Awesome. Well, good to hear. Producer Art, how did you wake up feeling today?
I woke up feeling amazing today. Super excited for the weekend. I'm going to the DMV after work because my license is expired. And
You can do that online.
You can't do that now because of the real ID thing. If I'm going to get that, you got to go in with like passports, all that jazz. So I've been riding dirty for like 2 days since my birthday. Expired license.
Do you have a passport?
I do. I have that with me.
So why don't you just use that?
Because if I get pulled over, I still have an expired driver's license.
No. You can get your driver's license updated online and use your passport to travel, even though you're not traveling anywhere.
Right, but to get the real ID, you have to go in now. Trust me.
What he's saying is you don't need a real ID. You have a passport. You don't need a real ID to travel.
I don't want to go to the DMV twice.
He's so difficult. Just forget it. Turn his mic off.
Good morning. It's too early.
You can't explain anything to this guy.
Well, listen, we got a big show today. Of course, Secret Sound, $2,500 in that jackpot. You could win that at 8:20 this morning. We got Big Money Minute we're about to play. It is Friday, meaning we're going to be doing Text the Truth, whereas basically your time to confess to whatever you want. You can stay anonymous, of course. And if you have something you want to get off your chest right now, text it in. We'll start reading these things. 888-456-9970. Of course, we go down home with your mom, Ginger, at about 6:45. And lots of new music today. Justin Bieber dropped some new music last night. Sam Smith is back with a hot one. So we'll give it to you all today on Big Bay Mornings. But let's kick it off with a little flashback. How about The Weeknd, The Hills? Get us ready for The Weeknd. Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now. TGIF, Lego.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Katie. Good morning, Katie, and happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday. What's going on this weekend? Anything fun?
Not much, actually. I think we're staying home, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, you've been happy for the last 6 months, then.
That is what we do these days, Katie. All right, well, let's see if we can slide you $1,000 for your weekend. Maybe get you some food delivery or whatever you want to do. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you will win the money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What two colors are used to make purple?
Blue and red.
True or false? Great white sharks can be found in the Pacific Ocean.
True.
What is the square root of 100?
10.
Spell harass.
H-A-R-R-A-S-S.
What does MVP stand for?
Most valued player.
What is the name of the football team from Philadelphia?
Eagle.
Who sang the song I Will Always Love You from the movie The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston.
Rafiki is a character from which Disney movie?
Lion King.
Name Princess Diana's two sons.
Pass.
Mount Kilimanjaro can be found on what continent?
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Time ran out.
You were super close today, Katie. Super close. I'm going to give you one. I know. I'm going to give you one, and then you only miss two. So let's go through them. Blue and red make purple. Yes, great white sharks can be found in the Pacific Ocean. The square root of 100 is 10. I actually looked this up because I also thought it was spelled with two R's. But no, it's H-A-R-A-S-S.
Okay.
And you put two R's. I thought I would have spelled it the exact same way.
It's funny. I just went to dictionary.com to confirm that, too, because I was like, wait, was she right? And we have it wrong, but no.
Yep. MVP is most valuable player. I'm going to give you that. You said valued, I think, but whatever. Close enough. The name of the football team in Philadelphia, the Eagles. Ugh, I hate that team. Whitney Houston saying, I will always love you in The Bodyguard. Written by?
Dolly Parton.
Thank you. Rafiki is in The Lion King. William and Harry, that's the one you passed on.
William
Those
and
are,
Harry.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
That's Diana's two sons. And yes, Mount Kilimanjaro is on Africa. You got 8 out of 10.
All right, Katie. Well, no $1,000 this time around, but we appreciate you waking up and playing with us and listening. And you and the fam have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you guys too.
All right, bye, Katie.
Bye.
We'll take a quick pause. We'll come back. Your 630 Dirty is on the way.
Got something to tell us?
Hello.
Call us 888-456-9970.
Oh, you could definitely pick up the phone and call. Or if you feel more comfortable texting, you could text us the truth. 888-456-9970. Of course, we do it every Friday. It's your opportunity to confess to whatever's been weighing on you. So hit us up right now. And we did already ask for them earlier, and we got a few coming in here. 408 said, I have a friend who literally always goes on and on about every sad detail of her life, especially about her horrible relationship with her husband. What she doesn't know is that when we are on the phone, I put it on speaker and walk away, and I do stuff around the house. And every now and then, I'll walk back into the room and just go, uh-huh, wow, can't believe it. So sorry. What a good friend.
Oh, my God, that's me when I talk to Art.
Not even listening. Oh, my gosh.
That's fun. Okay, I think we all have one of those friends, so I think that's really funny that you do that.
Yeah, it is. Well, I had a friend of mine that I was hanging out with yesterday, very, very safely, outside on the deck.
Okay.
And he loves this bit we do on the air, and so I asked him, I said, hey, you got any truths that you want me to read on the air? Anonymously? Mm. Although I guess it's not so anonymous if he's listening with his girlfriend right now. But he said, yeah, that lately, during quarantine, instead of having relations with her, I'm just enjoying more with myself.
Oh,
I like to just take care of myself instead of doing that. And I said, I think that's completely normal. I mean, there's got to be a balance, but that's normal, right? Sometimes you just want to be with yourself, right?
Listen, it's the safest thing you can do. So I would never say that's a bad thing.
And it's definitely better than the alternative. You're not cheating. You're not going out there looking for somebody else.
No, you're by yourself.
There it is. So I told him that's all good. It's all good. Keep them coming, baby. 888-456.
What? 997. That's what you told him? That's what you told him? Good Lord, y'all had a good time yesterday.
Oh. 630 Dirty is on the way. We've got new Bieber. We'll play for you. Plus, this is a crazy story. One of the stars of Netflix's most popular shows was arrested and slapped with some major charges yesterday. We'll go through it next. Hang on.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Another day of pretty clean air. Most of the Bay will have good to moderate air today, so still get out there and enjoy it while you can. And after 30 days of spare the air alerts, we now have two straight days without one.
Dude, and I gotta tell you, after the last 3 days working in my yard, I got a tan. I mean, I am tan over here. Well, red.
Looking like a tomato. The rich are only getting richer during the pandemic. So the country's 643 billionaires have racked up almost $900 billion combined since March.
And most of that is going to Jeff Bezos, right?
Yes, it is indeed. We talked about that a while ago. I mean, he's basically doubled his worth since the start of the pandemic Listen, I know my wife and I are helping contribute to that. It feels like there's a package from Amazon arriving every single day to our house.
And it's kind of worth it. I mean, with the free shipping, and then you get Amazon TV and music. I mean, a lot comes with it, so I don't mind paying the guy.
It should be noted, though, that more than 50 million Americans have lost their jobs since the start of the pandemic. Something seems off here. And we know that everyone is enjoying food more these days.
Well, some of us more than others, let's be honest, Benny.
And with that, we're gaining weight. The average American has gained at least 6 pounds since March. And a new study showed that nearly 70% of people are indulging in comfort food more often.
You better get on that squeeze.com, y'all.
Here are our top three comfort food choices. Ice cream, hamburgers, and pizza.
Did you ever get your hamburger yesterday? I know you kept saying you were going to order one.
I did. I got a double cheeseburger from God's.
Double
from God's. And only to find out today is National Cheeseburger Day, so maybe I have to get one today, too. I don't know.
Oh, my God. God's is good. You just put an idea in my head.
But listen, I do want to say this. It is no secret that I've gained some serious weight, but you know what? I've decided it's okay. It's not forever, exactly. And if food is something that is comforting you right now, I say fine. Go for it. Seriously. I mean, but you have to be able to laugh about it. Like, I was in bed last night looking at my belly, and I was kind of laughing about it. Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, but Vanessa was looking at your breasts. She was
Yeah, those too. But listen, I know I'll get back in shape at some point. But for now, I'm going to keep eating that pasta, baby.
Sassy sports.
Well, no matter how old you get, there's always one person that can put you in your place. I know it's true for me, Benny. Who is it?
Mama.
That's right. It's always our moms. An NBA great, Shaquille O'Neal, who makes his living now fighting with Charles Barkley on TNT as an NBA analyst, told Jimmy Fallon this week that it was their mothers who settled a fight that the two of them had on the court back when they played.
But as soon as I get to the locker room, the Houston security guard comes on the phone. So on two-way, it was my mom and Charles Barkley's mom. And I was like, hello. She's like, this is Charles' mom. And your mom's on the phone, too. And I was like, yes, ma'am. How are you? She said, y'all need to stop. I already talked to Charles. He's going to meet you in the hallway. Y'all need to stop and hug. We don't want y'all fighting in front of your kids. Y'all stop that. So, yes, ma'am.
Can you imagine?
I love that. That's awesome. Shout out to moms.
If we ever get in a big fight on the air, hopefully your mom will call and be like, Greg, Benny, I got you on three-way. And we all have that one celebrity who is our weakness. I know that you would not be able to concentrate if Eva Mendez walked into the studio, Benny.
Mm-hmm. Ava, yes.
Oh, sorry.
Get it right.
Well, here's who threw Shaquille O'Neal off his game.
I'm a pretty good player, but certain things make me great. For example, one time I was playing against the New York Knicks, and I'm at the free throw line, and I see this girl walking down the aisle, and I'm like, she looks like, oh, my God, it is Halle Berry. I call a timeout, and I go to the bench. I say, Halle Berry's at the game. Anybody shoot besides me, I'm punching you in your face. Halle Berry is here to watch me play the game and give it to them. That was one of my best games I ever had.
Halle Berry!
All right, well, Benny, if Eva, or whatever her name is, ever walks in the studio, you got her. You don't have to punch me in the face. I'm going to let you have her. And the 49ers will look for their first win this weekend versus the Jets in New York. Now, if they don't win this one, it's going to be a long season. Kickoff is at 10 a.m. And Raiders fans, you've got the weekend off. Vegas will open their new stadium against Drew Brees and the Saints on Monday Night Football. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If
they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Jerry Harris, who is the star of the Netflix docuseries Cheer, was arrested yesterday and charged in federal court with producing explicit videos with underage children.
This breaks my heart. I mean, he was such a shining light on that show, and just to hear this is so sad.
It looks like Disney's decision to put Mulan on Disney Plus and charge $30 for it was a great business decision. About 30% of households with a Disney Plus subscription bought the movie, which made Mulan bring in $260 million in the first 2 weeks.
Wow. You know what? This sets up a whole new business model.
Yeah, a terrible one.
Well, now, terrible for you. You're going to be paying $30 for a movie.
Now we have to pay for a movie to watch on a streaming service we're already paying for. And I don't know. I'm not down with it.
Well, if you can't go to the movies right now, I guess they need to rake in that money. You know, Disney, they don't have a lot of money. So.
And the Biebs is back. Last night, Justin Bieber dropped new music. The song is called Holy, and it features Chance the Rapper.
I can't explain it the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy, 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 holy.
I gotta say, though, this is my favorite line from Chance the Rapper.
I'm a believer. My heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper like Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci got a shout out, baby.
You love gangster movies.
Bieber also put out a great video to go along with the song. It's definitely worth a watch today when you have a few moments. That is your Dirty on the 30.